Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. People in the Middle East with an itch for pocket tees and chinos will soon be able to scratch that itch. The Gap is opening there, so is Banana Republic. And in Shanghai, China, shoppers will get something a little more luxurious, Saks Fifth Avenue. John Dimsdale of Marketplace is here. And John, is there a big demand in Shanghai for Saks?
Well, you know, the luxury consumer market there is growing incredibly fast, a sign of China's booming economy. Shanghai already has some specialty stores like Armani and Prada, but Saks is going to be the first upscale department store offering a full range of products. They'll set up shop in a huge building in the expensive waterfront area of the city. Richard Hastings, who's a retail analyst with the U.S. firm Bernard Sands, was just in Shanghai, and he thinks Saks will find plenty of well-heeled customers.
They will do very well. There's a significant amount of affluence in Shanghai, and it's only going to continue to strengthen and grow with a more diverse type of population, people from other parts of the world that already know Saks Fifth Avenue from even New York and other places where they travel. They'll find it right there in Shanghai. They will be very happy to shop there.
You know, John, when I think of China, I don't really think of luxury brands. I think of cheap knockoffs. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, that's a risk that's scared away plenty of other big-name retailers. But there are some signs that foreign-owned stores are getting a better handle on that. One analyst I talked to said many of the things that Saks will be selling are made in China, and that should make it easier for the company to limit counterfeiting. Still, at least one analyst says Saks may be overreaching with this move. Howard Davidowitz is the chairman of his own retail consulting firm in New York.
Here's a company doing so poorly in its base business in the United States. Going off on a venture like this, you really have to wonder if management is diverting their attention from the massive problems they have right here as their brains are being beaten out by companies like Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus. It makes you wonder.
You know, John, another company not doing so well, The Gap, it makes you wonder what they're doing in the Middle East.
That's right. They're moving into the wealthy Emirates around the Persian Gulf, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, which also have this emerging luxury consumer class. Although, as you noted, Gap's clothing is a little more casual, aimed at the middle class. But Davidowitz, again, sees the same sort of problem. Gap's really been struggling in the United States. They announced earlier this year a move into Singapore and Malaysia, but they could be overextending themselves without having found a formula that works here in this country. Coming up on Marketplace, our series on intellectual property piracy continues with a look at pirated pharmaceuticals.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.